Hey guys, Sugar here. I've never referred to myself as Sugar before. Well, I mean, I guess I did in that I chose Sugar Scones as a username on Reddit. I was just thinking that I like scones, and sometimes scones have sugar baked into them, and that's nice. And it's also a little bit of an alliteration, and that's fun. Wordplay, nouns, adjectives, you know, you gotta unpack your adjectives. So I was working from home today, and it was just, like, a lot of things coming up, and then maybe I didn't deal with them the best way, and it's just frustrating, and I fucking hate my job, and so it's just stressful, and I just want to take a little, you know, masturbation break. So, thank you guys for listening. It's like all this stuff and schedules, and so after this. I'm gonna maybe try to do some more work and clean up and do stuff, and then I'm headed out to play some D&D. This is like my third time doing it. Someone from my improv class was like, "Hey, do you wanna play D&D with my group?" And I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll try it." So, it's cool. What sucks, though, is that I have to go out in the cold to get to this D&D. Ugh, fuck, I hate the cold. And the euphemism is there, guys. The euphemism is there. Or the question of, like, oh, I'm so cold, but, like, would you heat me up? Now I feel like I used euphemism wrong in a sentence. Sometimes, like, I really, I like malapropisms because it's like, yeah, you know, I, whatever, you know, like, it was a mistake, but it's okay, you know. I just googled malapropism, and Wikipedia gives an example. Texas has a lot of electrical votes rather than electoral votes. Okay. Also some big news. Other big news. Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. So that's a big deal. I mean, I guess it's not like crazy, but it's cool. So for my first ramble fab, someone wrote me to say a suggested name for a female version being Mumblediddle, which I kind of like. I think it's cool. Mumblediddle. I'm not sure if that, like, that's the one, but I think it's pretty close. You know, like, oh, mumbling. Yeah, let's see it. I'll be honest, sometimes I fantasize about meeting someone, and this guy, or this woman, or this person, is reasonably successful and can support me financially and, you know, hopefully emotionally and mentally too. And is like, you know what? You know what, sugar? You don't have to work another job another day in your life, that it's just focusing on taking care of the home, of taking care of children that eventually come. Like, the idea of that is amazing. And I'm not sure in practice how much I would actually like or not like that. I think probably, like, I would want at least a part-time job, and depending on, like, how part-time that was, but as something to do. But, like, and I can see the importance of, you know, having independence, like, the having the balance between the dependence you have on someone, that not in like super like dependence, like I can't function if you're not here, but just that you're building a life together, and the independence you have as yourself, as a person. Just sliding its way in and out of my pussy. Also, speaking of other names or things, I remember when, maybe it was like 10 years ago, I absolutely hated the term pussy. Like, I was just like, like, why? It's so callous and weird and awkward. And now I'm more like, I've kind of warmed up to it, I guess, maybe because I've heard it more. But it's still like, there's just something about it that it doesn't seem to really encapsulate what it is. And like, yeah, okay, you can call it a vagina, you can call it some euphemistic thing like a flower or whatever, but I don't know, just things I'm thinking about. So that's about where my plateau is. since I've never had an orgasm before. Now I'm just laying here and I don't want to do anything else, but I need to. So. I'd love to chat if you found this interesting or you want to talk about language or names or anything you really want to tell me. I think it's super cool to get to know people, learn more. So if you find me interesting, you should tell me. Okay. Thanks, guys. Happy January 24th, 2019. I don't know why I said that. Okay, bye.